Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman. And thank you for joining me this evening. For those of you, some of you might be listening to Visible by Numbers for the first time. So let me give you a little background on myself. I've studied numerology for what seems to be a lifetime, actually. And I am a professional numerologist, and I do readings for people all across the USA and some people internationally. And I've taught many numerology workshops. I've also studied a wide range of metaphysical subjects. And for those of you that are unfamiliar with numerology, let me give you a brief explanation. Numerology is an ancient divination tool. It was founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras, who lived in 560 AD. It has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. Now, numerology uses ancient knowledge about the spiritual quality of numbers. Using your date of birth and your birth name, numbers are calculated, and the end result is your personal numerology chart, which speaks volumes about you. If there ever was an instruction booklet for your life, numerology would be the manual. Numerology can be used as a method of understanding of your deeper nature, your talents and life goals, your personality traits, likes and dislikes, as well as your opportunities and challenges. It offers a great deal of insight on where you're headed in life and what your potential destiny might eventually be. Now on tonight's show, I am going to be discussing the presidential candidates and their numerology and giving you a little bit of insight. And I'm also going to be taking your calls during the show to answer your questions, whether they're about numerology in general. Maybe you have a question about your own numbers, or perhaps you'd like me to do a reading for you. So the lines will be open for the duration of the show. I'll be doing the candidates in between calls, and I'll give you those toll-free numbers. They're USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And if you're in the California area, you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And if I said them too fast, just go to bbsradio.com and those numbers are right there on the front page. Now, when I came on, Seth told me that we had a caller. Seth, did you put the caller through?
This is Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
How are you, Allison?
I wasn't sure if you were there.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too. What can I do for you?
Well, Allison, I have a little bit of knowledge in numerology, and I would just like a little bit more clarification. I've had several readings done, and just looking for a little direction in my life.
Okay. Well, can you give me your date of birth,
sure,
please?
It's August 11th, 1958.
Okay. So August 11th, 1958. Now, do you spell your name with a K, Kathy?
I spell my name with a K, and actually my birth name is Kathleen.
Kathleen, okay. Now, you know that we don't generally go into, like, the full chart.
I understand, totally.
On the radio, so what I can do is give you some insight based on your date of birth.
Sure.
And, you know, you start with a K, so you know your cornerstone says that you're very intuitive, and you know that your birthday is screaming that as well.
Yes.
And your life path number certainly makes you quite intuitive as well, because it brings an emotion and it really brings you into people, and you probably get really good instincts and are very intuitive about people. But your life path number is one that pretty much says that there's a lot of duty and responsibility to family comes in for you in this lifetime, and you are dealing with relationships and you are dealing with family issues, taking care of, nurturing. You know, this is cosmic mother energy. So you carry that in you. And also what I would want to say here is you may not realize it, but just your very voice, your very presence, you are a healer on so many levels. You may not realize it, but you absolutely are. I would say, you know, you are the kind of person that gives freely of your energy, Certainly, it almost makes you one of those rare kind that it makes you feel good to do things for others. A clear sense of justice comes in here, being balanced. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to see both sides of a situation. Unfortunately, sometimes when you carry that energy, it's hard for you to make a decision to save your own soul, but you're pretty good at giving other people advice.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things in life that you really have to be careful of with this energy is not martyring yourself for duty and responsibility for others. You've got to learn to love yourself and take care of yourself first, because if you deplete your energy, if you take on too much responsibility, if you really make your life dreary, you can, by this kind of energy, by just doing so much for other people, you're not doing anything for yourself. You have to learn how to receive love, and you also have to learn how to love yourself. It is, it's not necessary. You carry this energy with you. It is, unless I can see the name, what the name says, I really don't know what it is, how you're going to express yourself in this life, meaning what you would want to do. But I can say that this makes family, children, cosmic mother, of course, children, animals, healing, certainly counselor energy there. When we look at the birthday number, again, counselor energy comes in here. When I take an 11, I want to put it with a 6 and say psychologist. You know, whether or not you actually have a degree in it doesn't matter.
I'm an energy healer. I'm just looking to take it to the next level.
Yeah. Well, I think besides being an energy healer, you probably could give some pretty darn good readings.
I actually am pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah, I imagine you are.
I am.
Very psychic, very intuitive, very in tune to energy. That's why you're good at healer, because 6 is healer, and the 11 is feeling the energy around you. So you can feel energy, and that's why you make a good healer. But psychically, you're hooked up, because the 11, to me, represents the 24/7 connection to the spiritual realm. That can bring in a little bit of nervous tension for you, or a little bit of anxiety, or sometimes it's a little hard to balance. Definitely it's empath. So you have to really familiarize yourself with protection and not picking up all everybody else's stuff. Your challenges concern me the most here. And what I want to tell you is you have an incredible presence and magnetic personality and ability to inspire people, whether you want to read, write, or speak. And you may have a very distorted self-image. You may not see yourself as being a great speaker or being interesting or funny or clever with words, or even your own body image. You may not realize you're as beautiful as you are. And on some levels, you inhibit yourself, maybe afraid about what other people think of you, and you put a little censor on you, and you're really capable of inspiring people. You're capable of really wonderful things, whether it's the written word or spoken word. And certainly artistically, you're very capable, and I just want to share that with you.
Thank you very much.
And let's see, you're exactly how old right now?
I'm 49, will be 50 in a few months.
Okay. So you moved into this pentacle, which is the 4, and this is, whether you have to work with discipline in your life, or maybe this may be a time where you've been very scattered, and have maybe had a difficult time in your life of completing things or finishing things, or maybe you go off in many, many different directions. But certainly this time in your life is going to bring to you a great deal of discipline, and it's going to help you to focus your intentions, and it's going to give you the ability to accomplish things, albeit you may have to do it in a very methodical manner, step by step. Lucky breaks are over in this pentacle. You definitely are going to have to put in effort in order to achieve a reward in this particular pentacle. So it's really important for you to, if you've got scattered stuff, you know, if you've got a closet, when you open it, things fall out.
I really don't, actually. I do feng shui, so I'm actually...
Okay. She's a good feng shui. Good girl.
Yeah.
But you will be able to discipline yourself. But you may find in this pentacle as well, you might get a little frustrated if things go slow.
Okay.
You're not going to go fast. You're going to have to be very methodical. But the more effort that you put in this pentacle, the greater the reward. So that's one important thing.
Okay.
This year is super high. Let me see. Yeah. I'm thinking very high intuition. You might even get the prophetic stuff, the visions. It's very strong for you this year.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to your dreams and certainly any feelings that you get, messages.
I do dream work, yeah.
Very strong for you this year. And you got really a lot of patience this year. Hold your cards close to your deck. Somebody might steal your thunder this year, so make sure you...
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If I look at your months really quick... I think that you're going to get a new opportunity in August or start something new. And I also believe your finances will be front and center in June, so you might actually get a promotion or recognition for something you've done, some kind of an achievement, maybe, and it can be tied to money. New thing in August. The other thing that I might want to share with you is pay attention to October, because it's going to really kind of let you know what's coming in for you next year. And if you've got any creative projects on the agenda, anything having to do with writing or workshops, you really, next year is a great year for you to bring, you know, get out there in front and get in front of people and do that sort of thing, do creative things, because that's going to be a really great year for you. Okay. And expect some changes, whether, I don't know if you're planning on moving or maybe a change in job or change.
I have a son going to college, but that's the only change I can see.
Well, December is a month that you've got some unexpected things rolling in for you, so that would be a kind of an up-and-down month for you.
I have expensive things. I'm sorry, did you say?
What did you say?
I'm sorry, what did you say in December? I apologize.
December, a lot of changes, ups and downs, unexpected things. It can be changing your lifestyle, changing a relationship, or changing jobs or opportunities.
Okay.
So look for December, because that's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster month for you.
Okay.
Okay, is that helpful?
Everything is, and I appreciate your time. It's a pleasure listening to you on the radio.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thanks for calling, Karen.
Have a great evening. Thanks again, Allison. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Bye. Okay. So the lines are open. Of course, you all are welcome to call in. But one of the things that I wanted to discuss tonight in my free time in between calls is I wanted to bring in the presidential, the front runners, the presidential candidates, and I kind of wanted to discuss their energy. Because sometimes, you know, especially, I don't know about you, with politics, it's nice to know really what the true energy of someone is. And so I think we'll start with Hillary. Hi, I think somebody just called in. Who's calling?
Hello, Allison?
Yeah.
This is Linda. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing just wonderful.
What can I do for you?
You know, I'd like, the last time I spoke to you, we only had like a minute or two. And I was listening to the archives, and I don't know if you have my right birthday. Do you mind giving me a little mini reading tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Give me your date of birth again.
Okay, it's September 10th, 1952.
9/10/1952, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. All right. So we have a 9 life path, and this is a very highly spiritual life path, but it's also it's speaking volumes about you as a soul, because usually it's a very high vibrational life path, and very often, you know, there's a completion in this lifetime. And you know, this can be completing things from past lifetimes and finishing things with past relationships that come in even from past lifetimes. Because your soul is getting ready to move on to bigger and better things when you go into spirit next time. It's kind of like you're at the top of the heap and you're evolving. And so I would say one thing that I would say to a lot of people that have 9 life paths is everybody that comes into your life, you know, they're not necessarily there to stay. You know, sometimes people come in and out of your life like a revolving door. But on some level, you're finishing things with them. And also, you're their teacher. You know, you have two choices with this number. You could either go out and be a spiritual teacher and teach humanity, or you're teaching one person at a time in your life. You actually raise people's vibration around you by setting an example for them. The 9 life path has all the energy of all the numbers. So, you know, it's everything from leadership, charisma, psychic ability, sensitivity, discipline, cosmic energy, good with money. You know, it's just has all the energy of, it really says that you're a well-rounded individual. I find most 9s to be very charismatic people. Their focus in life tends to be on humanity, on wanting to make the world a better place, on helping those that are less fortunate. And it does involve lessons with unconditional love and forgiveness. And oftentimes, one of the things that I don't like to share about the 9 life path is quite often they have difficult childhoods. And quite often, you know, when you have to get in touch with compassion and love, and even unconditional love, when you think about that word, it's easy to love someone that's charming. It's easy to love someone that's pleasant. But it's very difficult to love people that are not so nice. And nines run across not so nice a lot because it gets them in touch with compassion. It gets them in touch with learning how to give unconditional love. Sometimes even early on in life there, they can be a victim of things where they actually are in need of help. They're in need of someone that offers them compassion or understanding. And that particular experience in their life actually teaches them so that later on in life when they run into somebody that needs help, they're the first ones to reach out their hand to help someone. So this is really sometimes how the nine gets in touch with that energy. Now what I would say here is you are a citizen of the world, so you may find that a lot of international people come in and out of your life, or certainly international travel can come in a nine life path. Great deal of artistic ability comes in with this energy. It is definitely teacher and spiritual. A lot of the great psychic teachers like John Howland and even James von Prague, nine life paths. I think Lisa Williams is as well. And so the psychic ability, very strong. You're going to find your truth in spiritual philosophies more so than conventional religion. You're going to be drawn, I think, to them. All in all, that is your energy coming in, and you're going to attract these experiences in life. And you do want to do something significant with your life, maybe almost to the point where maybe you want a little recognition for it. But, you know, unconditional love means doing something without getting any recognition. So the one thing to know about your life path number is as long as you give of your energy to help others, blessings will come into your life. They will just fall into your laps. Quite often nines get financial windfalls or blessings in many, many different ways, providing that they are giving and service to others. Your birthday number tells me that you do have strong leadership ability, and it's also a karmic completion number, a good karma number here. So this is about standing in your own power, individuality, thinking outside of the box, being very creative. People with a one energy tend to be idea people, not necessarily the kind that likes to finish the task, but they come up with the great ideas. I also want to say here, with this energy, you have a little bit of a problem with this. Because your challenges are telling me that in your childhood or early on in life, your sense of power and self-worth and confidence was eroded maybe by childhood experiences. So one of the very strong things that you're working on in this lifetime is you probably being reminded by your experiences what you're capable of doing. You may have set the bar too low, and they're trying to show you that you're capable of far more than you realize. And you're working on self-love, choosing love for yourself and taking care of yourself, and maybe not martyring yourself to others, but making yourself a priority. You're also working on your confidence levels and staying in your power and not keep giving it away to other people. So that's even though you've got that 10 that says you're a very strong leader, you may have a little bit of trouble with that energy because of these challenges that you have, and that's an overall life challenge you have. You're in a 8 pentacle at this time, and you will be in this pentacle for many, many years, and this really wants to bring around you an opportunity for recognition, achievement, success, and material things. The important thing to remember whenever you're in an 8 pentacle is you have to set goals, and you have to work towards achieving them. So it does require work. And if you are complacent or if you're not challenged, sometimes the universe can throw down a gauntlet and actually put a challenge in your life because it's asking you to be very determined, to be very focused, and to really work hard to achieve your dreams. And if you apply those things, there's a great deal of money that will want to flow to you and achievement and success in this pentacle. Now, the important thing here is also to work on your spiritual self and keep that balanced with the physical and the material aspects of your life. Because whenever you have the 8 energy around, you have to remain in harmony, mind, body, and soul, and you have to work on all aspects of self. Your personal year this year is a very intensified, it's an 11. So this is a very significant year for you. And the connection to the spiritual realm, the psychic insight, the paranormal experiences, the gut feelings, even your own sensitivity is enhanced because you're under the influence of a Master 11 year. there may be a door that you have to close this year in order to open a new door. You may know what that is or feel that coming, but there may be something, an experience in your life that actually may close a door for you to push you on to maybe a new opportunity. I would tell you that tact and diplomacy is the only way to go in this year, but it also may want to put you in the limelight a little bit, and maybe put you out in front of people, so you've got to be aware of that. You are the messenger this year, and you may realize that, feel that. Anxious, if you have any nervous tension or whatever, that's probably the energy of this year for you, so just bear that in mind. Next year is really a year for creativity for you, so if you've ever thought of writing a book, which you're very capable of doing, or something creative, next year is really going to open that up for you, and you really want to work on maybe manifesting your dreams next year. I think you're really going to see them start coming true.
That makes sense. What you're saying is it's like a domino, like the domino effect. Everything's like boom, boom, boom. I understand more through numerology and astrology. I feel like it's God's roadmap.
It is.
You know, it's a roadmap, and you have a choice. Just because what you're telling me is making sense, because I have a lot of desires, but what I'm doing now, that energy, it's making me nervous, but then I start to procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm my own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you don't believe that you're capable of more than you are.
Yeah, and because I want to go back to school, Allison, and I'm thinking, oh, my age, I'm too old to go back to college. Right?
Oh.
55, going to go to school, and people go nursing. I want to go for nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And all these little, it's just plain insanity. Oh, I won't pass the math test. I won't pass this exam. I'm telling myself no before I'm even starting.
And that's your one challenge. That's you not having confidence. Do you understand? So you've got, and if, in order for you to reach your greatest potential, you have to overcome that one challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, confidence is a choice. Believing in yourself is what you do. It's not important what other people think. It's what you think. You have to be confident, and choose to be confident. So what you're talking about is, I can't do it. I don't think I'll pass this, or I don't. That all has to do with your confidence in believing in yourself and loving yourself. Do you love yourself enough to give yourself confidence? And that's the question. You need to look in the mirror, straight in the eye, and say, I can do it. And trust me, your experience in life, when you've overcome difficulties throughout your life, the universe is constantly trying to say, do you see how strong you are? Did you see what you just accomplished? You've faced fears in your lifetime. You've overcome many things. And all of that serves to remind you and to teach you what you're capable of doing. Now you've just absolutely got to overcome that one and be in your power and choose to be confident you can do anything.
And just what you were saying, I feel like I do things for unconditional love, but then it's like to make a mark, but it's not because of my ego.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make my mark before it's my time to go.
Right.
Not because I'm being selfish or I have a big ego.
Sure.
And you just basically said that to me, and that's, but I'm not quite sure yet. All my life I've been more of, in more or less nurturing people.
Well, yes, you can be a little bit of a martyr. I would really, Linda, what I would say to you is, and I say this with a great deal of love, and I'm genuine and when I say this, is if you would be so kind as to, when we get off the show, if you will email me and just give me all the information and let me email me your full name at birth and your date of birth again, let me look at your destiny number, and let me look at some of the other numbers in your chart. And, you know, I'll give you, and put your phone number in there, and I'll give you a call, and I'll just, when I can see the full thing, I might be able to help you out with that, you know, where you want to go, okay?
Oh, Allison, you're awesome.
Well,
you're,
I'm serious, so just do that, okay?
Okay, thanks so much, Allison.
You're welcome, dear.
All right, have a good evening, Allison.
Hey,
thank
choose
you,
confidence,
bye-bye.
Okay?
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, there you go. All right, so here we are, and what I want to do, as I said, was I wanted to kind of apply numerology to the presidential candidates, and I'm going to try to do this in between the phone calls, so I want to start with Hillary, okay? Let me start here. Now, she's a three-life path, and I got to tell you, the natural skills of a three-life path is a gift of speech, being a written communication as well. They can be very inspired thinkers and very inspired speakers. Certainly visionaries, they can be very accurate with their insights. And generally, they're very positive people. Now, if a person has excessive 3 energy, they can be negative sometimes, critical, and sometimes sarcastic. And I think God loves Hillary, but she does have a plethora of 3 energy. So I think one of the criticisms, I suppose, of Hillary have been in her speeches and whatnot, is the fact that Hillary sometimes says the wrong thing at the wrong time, or maybe sometimes she sounds defensive, or sometimes, you know, it just comes out wrong. But this is all part of this tremendous passion that she holds. I hear you, caller. If you would be so kind as to just wait a few minutes, and I'll get right to you, okay? Caller? Hello?
Yes, bye.
Okay, I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
So anyhow, with Hillary, I really feel that she has this tremendous ability to inspire, and she does have a tremendous passion. And when she has a dream, she will work tirelessly to bring that dream and bring it forward. And I find that to be a very positive thing. And you know, we've talked about change. We've talked about we need change in politics and with our government. And if you want change, you know, I think it's really almost funny that Hillary is a 3 life path, because quite frankly, we've only had 2 presidents of all the presidents that were 3 life path, and there's a reason for it. Most 3s don't want the job. Most 3s do not want the problems that come with the presidency. They don't want the stress that comes with the presidency. And so you don't see many 3s, unless they've got other energy in their chart, you don't see many 3s applying for the position. The last president that had 3 energy was Andrew Jackson, so it's been quite a while. And so we know that this is a dream of Hillary's, a passion of hers. And I think the one thing that I really want to say about Hillary is her expression is a 6. And you hear Hillary quite often talk about the people in need of health care, the people that fall between the cracks, the people that are less fortunate, the people that are forgotten. And I can attest for her expression number, which is a 6, which says she does connect to women and children. She does connect to the people that are downtrodden. She does connect. She does have a clear sense of justice. And she does care about the little people. And that is the expression number. And that when she speaks about that, that is truly coming from her heart, that these things are important to her. And I really believe that there's other things about Hillary that I would like to bring forward, and I will. But you know what? I'm going to take a minute here, and I'm going to talk to our caller, and then we'll get back to Hillary in just a second. So, again, who's on the line? Who's waiting?
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How you feeling? Because I know you.
I'm feeling 100% better. And how's your voice?
How's my what?
Voice? Yeah, the couple times I was watching you or listening to you, you were having trouble with, you'd had the flu.
Oh, yeah, I had the flu, and I was absolutely knocked on my butt for 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it sounded like. I should have called you.
That's okay, and you're feeling better. Remember we discussed that you'd be in a 6th year, and I told you that you're protected this year, and that, you know, that not to worry so much about the health issues that you were having, that it would get better. So you've gotten better?
Well, somewhat.
Yeah.
I'm still working at it.
Good.
So that's why I decided I needed a new reading to see what
was going
on. Okay,
well, give me your date of birth again.
3/29/41.
3/29. Okay. And if we wanted to just apply this reading right to the here and now, I really, like I said, you're in a 6th year. Now, this will draw your family around you. It will bring a lot of love to you. But this year is also going to remind you to take care of you. It's going to, it's not unusual for people to experience some health problems in a 6th year, but it has more to do with you receiving love and learning how to allow love into your life and to receive the appreciation of your loved ones, and it's a very protected year, so I'm not awfully concerned about the health issues. I think that this is going to, as you move through this year, I think that they're going to get better. Now, if I look at your month, this month for you, did you get news or a new opportunity or something new come in this
month? Tell us, can you talk louder?
In April, at the beginning or any time this month, did you get anything new, a new opportunity or new news or something out of the blue, sort of? Not that you could think of?
Well, yes. My oldest son came home for Easter.
Okay.
And that was a surprise.
Okay. Now, let's see. We are in, you're in a six. Okay. Now, next month, I think, you know, we've discussed, because you're a very intensified two-life path, and you're also a 29 birthday. So we've talked about your sensitivity. We've talked about your psychic ability. We've talked about your ability to sense energy around you, to know how people are feeling. Certainly, to sense energy in buildings and people, places and things. And you're actually connected to God in a very serious way with the energy of your life path number and your birthday. I believe that next month, whether it's through dreams or next month through, even paranormal things, you know, those strange things that happen to people that is unexplainable.
Yeah.
I believe that you could expect some of that coming in next month. I also feel on some level, you know, there may be a door closed in a new opportunity coming in again for you. I think it's going to be a significant month for you next month, Sue, I have to say. You have an 11-month coming in. So there's a message
that's in the month of May.
In May, yeah.
In May, okay.
Now, I think your health, maybe in July, you know, I want you to really, that might be the 1 month, but maybe you might get a little, feeling a little bit more tired. I don't want you to work that hard in July. But in August, I think that things are going to change, definitely, and hopefully you'll get some good news. That'd be a very positive month. Expect some changes to come in August for you, okay?
Okay.
I would also really encourage you, I know that sometimes it's hard to be creative when you're not feeling well, but I would really encourage you to communicate how you're feeling, be very clear about, you know, you may have always thought something but held back, or maybe you have inhibited what you said, or maybe didn't really speak from the heart. So I really encourage you to speak from your heart and let people know how you're feeling. And if you write, journal, or do anything creative, I would really suggest that you try to do that to take your mind off of not being well. And maybe through the creativity, that's going to lift your spirits, and it certainly will help and enhance your getting better.
Allison, what you're saying is, I'm not going to feel well even into August.
No, I didn't say that at all. I said...
Pardon?
I said that I think that July might be a bump in the road, but I think that this is a very protected year for you. And I do feel that you needn't worry. I know that you're not feeling well, but I feel that you don't have to worry. You're protected this year. It's a sixth year. It always puts protection around somebody. And I believe that there's a higher purpose for this. Sometimes, and I want you to think about this, sometimes, as souls, we've agreed to a certain experience. And when we've forgotten that we agreed to this. And when we're in that experience, we don't understand it. We don't understand the meaning. All we know is we don't feel well. What you're actually doing, and what you probably have agreed to, is you've agreed to give an opportunity to your friends, to your family, and to your loved ones to show kindness and to show compassion and to nurture you. And you're actually helping them by giving them an opportunity to do these things, because it helps them to grow in spirit. And you may not understand that this is the purpose of why you're not feeling well, but I would ask you to maybe look at it from that perspective, because I feel that that has a lot to do with it. And I'm saying...
Okay. Now, how can I... You know, I do have certain forms, as you and I have talked before, about... knowing what's going to happen, or
mm-hmm.
feeling somebody's going to do something, you know, different. How can I develop this?
The best way to develop it is to first acknowledge it, believe it. Because when I tell you that you have a direct connection to receive this information, that is what your numbers are telling me. The next thing that you really need to do is to work on meditation. And people seem to think that there's structure to that, there's law and order to that, but it's a personal thing. You have to take time out every single day, and preferably at the same time every day. And whether you play soft music, whether you take a walk or just sit in the sunshine, and you make an appointment, more or less, to get connect with your own inner self, with your own soul essence, and also you let the divine know, you let God know that you're there and you're listening. You let your angels know that you're there and you're listening. And meditation is the best possible means to develop any kind of psychic ability, to take it a step further. And so, but you have to practice it. It's not something that you can do one day and you didn't get anything out of it and then you quit doing it. The more you do it, the more profound it gets. And also, it's a wonderful way for health, because when you're doing your meditations, it's important for you to picture yourself healthy, to picture yourself well. And maybe you can't find a place on your body that feels good at this time, but maybe your fingers feel really good. Maybe your feet feel fine. Maybe your head, you know, it feels great. But concentrate on where you feel well. And think, picture yourself, your old self, when you were running, had a lot of energy, when your illness wasn't a part of your life. And even if you just spend time picturing yourself well, visualizing it, seeing it in your mind's eye, that in itself is going to help you get better. Okay?
Okie dokie.
All right.
I think I've taken up enough of your time, honey.
Thank you.
Let you go take another caller.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless, Sue. All right. All right, so we were discussing Hillary. Hello. And as I said, inspirational, intuitive, visionary, passionate. She also does care about those that are less fortunate. She does care about the underdog. And I really do see her maturity number as being one that helps humanity, where she dedicates her energy on a much larger scale, where she becomes an international citizen, and where she really is put out there to create better circumstances for the world that we live in. Now, busy night with callers. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, Allison. This is Dora.
Hi, Dora. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
What can I do for you?
Well, I've been listening to your show, and I was hoping to be able to have a reading.
Sure. Give me your date of birth.
It's 9/20/52.
9/20/1952. Okay, let's go here. And... okay. Interesting. Interesting because your first two numbers are almost like exact opposites of each other. So you've got a little bit of yin and yang in you, which means a balance of male-female energy. You also may at times feel a strong sense of self, and at other times it eludes you and you feel insecure, indecisive, and you go the opposite direction. I want to tell you that you come into this life path with karma. Your life path number is very clearly a karmic life path. It's a one life path, but it's a 19 before it becomes a one. So that's telling us a story about a past life. And in a past life, you actually were in a position of great power, and you had knowledge of all spiritual law. And at some point in your life, you made a decision, and it was based on ego. You decided to something that benefited you. And in the process of this decision, you may have caused someone to be powerless, or you may have caused someone some harm, or you may have caused them some discomfort. Now, karma, when your soul was in the spirit prior to coming into this lifetime, and you had reviewed, you probably thought to yourself, you know, I don't like the way that played out in my past lifetime.
And so when I come into this lifetime, I'm going to write an experience into my life experience that is going to help me understand what it was I didn't do so well in my past life. And this is what this karma is. You've written an experience into your life. Now, the way the 19 can play out in your life is generally it's an early in life, midlife sort of a karma. And you may have found yourself to be in a position of being powerless. Sometimes it can even be physical problems where you don't have, you know, maybe sometimes it can be a handicap. Sometimes it can be people. It can be jobs. It can be family that dominates over you and on some level prevents you from standing in your power. And you may be afraid of using your power. You may even step back from it because you're afraid to use it because you may abuse it in a past life. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And that 20 birthday isn't helping you with your power because that 20 birthday makes you very sensitive. It makes you want to be cooperative. It doesn't make you want to be the leader. And, of course, a one life path is all about leading. But as I said, with this karma, you don't know how to stand in your power. You're kind of stepping back from it, and the 20 birthday steps you back even further. And it can make you indecisive. The 20 makes you very aware of what other people are thinking. You're very sensitive to their energy. You're sensitive to the environment. You can be a people pleaser where you do this for them because you don't want the argument, you don't want the confrontation. So you don't stand in your own power and say, no, I don't really want to do that, or I need this for me. Instead, you just keep constantly trying to appease people because you need peace and harmony around you. And this makes you kind of like wishy-washy and kind of like not so powerful, but more the kind of person that steps into the background and rather play a supportive position. So those two numbers are speaking volumes. If we look at your challenges, you also have a challenge to the one. So what that's saying is that you are, it's a lifelong thing for you to learn self-love, to learn about confidence, to learn about your power. You can step into your power. You don't have to be afraid of it. You just have to be careful not to hurt anyone with it. And so you're learning these valuable lessons about your own personal power. You have issues with it. And this is saying, I don't feel strong. I feel weak, or I can't do this, or I can't do that, or you give yourself excuses of why you can't, and you set the bar too low in life, and you don't step up to the plate. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I said to the other caller, I'm also saying to you about the one challenge, which is stepping in front of the mirror and saying, how long do I want to be like this? Confidence is a choice. Nobody can give it to you. You have to give it to you. And so you need to choose confidence. And you need to look back at all the things that you've survived in life. God knows, you know, you've probably had many of experiences that toughened you up. And you have to pat yourself on the back and say, wow, I did good. And you might even find, you know, Dora, I have to say that sometimes you've got to face things alone where there aren't people around to help you with this challenge. They're not going to come in and save you. You've got to save yourself. And every time that happens in your life, it just teaches you again and again and again, look, you can do it. You do have power. You are capable of this. So now it's about you looking at all your experiences, you patting yourself on the back, and you endowing yourself with confidence and self-love. You need to start making yourself a priority. Maybe stop giving so much to other people and start giving a little bit to yourself. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Your last pentacle really has a lot to do with power and authority, so you definitely need to get over that challenge in order to live happily in this pentacle because it's an eight pentacle. An eight pentacle is always about authority and power and powerful people. So, you know, God knows they're around you at this time in your life and will continue to be for as long as you choose to stay on this planet. You have an opportunity to achieve great things in this pentacle, power, money, and success. So you have an environment around you that's ripe to allow these things. It's just you going for it. So you've got to start setting some goals. You have to make achieving things a priority, and you have to start working really hard towards those goals. You have to keep yourself challenged. You have to learn to be courageous, fearless, and determined. You may have to face your fears, and you may have faced your fears in your lifetime, but you just have to picture yourself as being one tough cookie, I can do it, and set these goals, and you have the potential to achieve money, power, and success in this pinnacle, okay?
Yeah.
And that's where you are now. The year that you're in is the one that wants to creative ideas. So you really want to think in terms of creativity this year, manifesting your dreams, visualizing your dreams, and also learn to express yourself, you know, speak from the heart, connect to what you're passionate about, anything artistic. Public speaking would be writing or speaking things would go really well for you this year. Next year you've got some work coming in. You got some work where you, I think you're going to be busy with your job or whatever it is you do. A lot of discipline comes in for you next year. And it's a year that you methodically build things. It's a very important year for you, 2009, because whatever you accomplish in your 4 year, it pays off for you big time 4 years down the road when you hit your 8 year. So it's important to really work hard next year. Buckle down, get the things done, because that's important. As far as this year for the rest of the year for you, I would say to look for money will be around you next month. You may have an opportunity, I would think, for some sort of promotion or somebody recognizing you and giving you a reward or saying job well done, possibility of a promotion. I do think that there should be a financial gift that comes in for you next month, and let's hope it's not the $600 presidential bonus. You know, let's hope it's more than that. In June, I think you might be actually thinking about, you know, what is, you may have an ending to a relationship. Maybe you've got a difficult relationship, and you might be thinking about completions or finishing things in June, or very possibly getting things out of your life that are bugging you or not making you happy. You might want to end some things. You really want to work on looking at your life in June and getting rid of the junk, because in July you've got a new opportunity. So clear out some space, because a new opportunity is coming for you in July. I would suggest a vacation in September. I think it would bode really well for you. Expect the unexpected in November. There can be expansion with your job. There certainly can be new opportunities for you. You really want to promote yourself in November. Expect some changes. There can be change of residence, change in job, change in relationships in November. It doesn't mean it has to happen, but just expect change to come to you in November, the ability to make changes in your life. December, I see you really surrounded with your loving family and people that love you. That's a beautiful way to end the year with the six around you at December with the love of family, okay?
Yes.
How does that make sense to you, Dora?
It does, completely.
Wonderful. Well, good. I'm glad I could be a little bit helpful for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dora. Have a wonderful night. Thanks
and
for calling.
And you too. Bye.
Bye. All right. And I do want to just, I hate to put a negative to the on-air readings. That's just the insight that a numerologist can gain just from your date of birth. If you take your name on your birth certificate and you add that to the information, then you've got like a complete total picture of what's going on. And in all honesty, you can hear how fast I can talk when I do a reading. When I do readings for people, I talk that fast, and I literally talk for over an hour sharing the information in their chart. There's literally that much information. Can you tell? I love numerology. Okay. Moving on to the presidential candidates. I don't know if we'll ever get these done. 5 minutes. 5 minutes left of the show. Okay. I'm going to flip over real quick. I mean, I had things. I do want to say about Hillary. She's had a tough campaign, and it's written in her chart. Hillary really has dark night of the soul energy around her until her birthday in October. So this campaign was never meant to be easy for her. It was really meant for her to go within, do some deep reflection. And as she comes out of this in October, she's actually going to be a wiser, better person for it. And so this campaign being tough, I'm not surprised. I do want to say that energy shifts for her in October. She's got a new opportunity coming and power and recognition coming for her in October. I don't know if that's too little too late, given that the fact that the convention is in August. It's a 1 year for Hillary. It was time for her to start something new. My problem with Hillary is she began her campaign in a 9 year, and that is not a time to begin something. But she is in a 1 year this year, so we do expect a new opportunity for her to begin something new. And so I can see where that's in alignment with running for the presidency. And I had so much information to share about her month by month coming up with her, but I'm going to move to Barack because I'm sure that you all are a little bit curious there. And he's a two-life path.
And he's a natural-born diplomat, an arbitrator, a master of tact, very persuasive. He's spiritually influenced. He is very detail-orientated. If he's negative to energy, sometimes he can be indecisive. Sometimes there can be lack of courage, but I don't worry about that so much with him. There's been quite a few, I think 11, presidents that were this life path number. But he also, what he came to do is be a leader, truly. That is his destiny. That's why he's here. He does have karma with this destiny number. And the past life, a connection with him has to do with abuse of power. So on some level, he's coming in and maybe on some level trying to rectify it in this lifetime. He certainly even though he can be very tactful and very diplomatic, and he does sense what people need to hear. He does know how to say the right things. It's a wonderful quality. But he does have a very strong sense of self and a very strong sense of personal power. There's a great deal of ambition here. There's also a person can be courageous and decisive and all of these things. So he has two energies, just quite like my reading I did earlier for someone, where they had a little bit of yin and yang in their chart, a little bit of both. He has a little bit of both. I will say he has extra one energy. He actually has one energy in two places in his core numbers. And so sometimes that can mean, being a little off balance to the one energy. Adding that to the karma, we know that this is a lesson for him in his life. Now, if we look at where he is, he started this campaign in a four-year. And definitely, I'm not so sure if it was in a four-year or if he didn't start it 4 years ago when he made his speech that got him recognized. But certainly this year is a year of absolute hard work, paying attention to details and discipline for Barack Obama. It's not necessarily a year that it usually pays off down the road in 4 years. It's not necessarily a year, like Hillary's year is a one, and usually it gives good opportunities. A four-year usually requires a great deal of hard work, and it doesn't usually pay off the year that you're in it. So I'm kind of interested about that. Now, next year, I think it's very interesting. He moves into a five-year in January, and anyone that knows numerology, a five-year can bring change. It can bring change of residence, change of jobs, change of all kinds of things. And so, you know, that's something to consider, that he is going into a five-year, which will expand what he is doing, and it will make him bigger and bigger in a big way. I love doing the readings, and I'm so glad that everybody that called, I'm so glad to have the opportunity to help you. That's more important than any discussion on the presidential candidates. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually write that up in my newsletter and send that out in case some of you other people might have been interested. So I'm actually going to send that information out in my newsletter. So if you want the newsletter and more information about the presidential candidates, email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. And I'll sign you up for the newsletter, and everybody should get the newsletter because it's full of forecasts and books and all kinds of great information. And my God, an hour's gone. It's gone. It's over. So I got to go. Thank you, everybody that's listening, and thank you, everybody that called in. God bless you all. And you know that I wish you love, peace, and abundance, and I'll see you all next week. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.